I'll turn it on. Now, let's see.
And now a message from our sponsor, the Happy Home Sweet Home Real Estate Company. Friends, do you have a roof over your head, or have you been roughing it in the La Brea tar pit? Don't pay the exorbitant prices for houses that are being asked today by our competitors. Don't go out blindly and be hooked by just anyone. Come to us. Remember, we are your friends.
Jack.
Wait a minute, I want to hear this.
Listen to this week's special offer. For only $67,000, you can get a beautiful California Monterey-style Quonset hut.
Gee, they've gone down.
Jack, get the ball game.
Okay.
In a green caravan, there's a lady they call her. She can look in the future and drive away all your fears. Everything.
No. No, John, don't leave me. I beg you. I implore you. Please, John, I love you. I love you.
Hey, this sounds interesting.
John, if you no longer care for me, think of the children. Think of William, Linda, Milton, Jeanette, Percy, Ellen, Hilda, Stephen, Ken, Peggy, Harriet, Margaret, Richard, Dorothy, and little four-year-old Herbert, our eldest.
Herbert is only 4 years old?
Jack, the ball game.
Oh, I thought she was giving the lineup.
At my hand and told me my lover was always chamoon.
Why can't I get it?
Think of it, ladies and gentlemen. A California Monterey-style Quonset hut for all men.
I wish I knew what station that ball game is on. I don't know why I can't.
No. No, John, don't leave me. All day long I do the housework. Not to mention the mending for William, Linda, Milton, Jeanette, Percy, Ellen, Hilda,
Steve. She thinks I want to wait for her, but she's crazy. I must find the ball game.
But I'll go there again, cause I want to believe I can see the way she shakes her tambourine.
Oh, what's the matter? Can't seem to get it.
Hiya, Jackson. Hello, everybody.
Hey, hello, Phil.
Phil, sit down a minute, will you? I'm trying to get the ball game. Hey, Phil, you haven't forgotten about our bet, have you?
Of course not.
How much did you bet, Jack?
Well, it wasn't money. You see, Phil has St. Louis, I have Boston, and the winner gets to kiss Betty Grable.
What about the loser?
He holds Harry James.
Yeah.
Well, if Jack wins, who's going to hold Betty Grable?
Don't be funny. Sit down, Phil. Maybe I can get the game now.
No, I'm sorry, Jackson, but I can't stay. You see, I just dropped in to invite you to a little stag party we're giving for Frankie, my guitar player. He's getting married.
Frankie's getting married?
Sure.
Yeah, well, who's he marrying, Phil?
Well, that little girl who plays the harp in my band.
Gee, imagine Frankie getting married. I didn't even know they were serious. I know he went out with her once.
Well, that's what did it. When he brought her home, her father was standing on the front porch with a clarinet, and Frank thought it was a shotgun.
Well, that's a logical mistake. Don't rush off, Phil. Sit down and listen to the game.
All right, Jackson, I got to run along. I'll see you at the party.
Okay, but I'll get there a little late. I'm on Charlie McCarthy's program today.
Okay, so long, everybody.
Oh, goodbye, bye, Phil.
So long, Phil. Give my regards to Alice.
Alice, and his teeth.
Where was he walking to go? Now, be quiet and we'll hear the game.
The Gypsy.
If you buy one of our lovely homes for $67,000, you'll have room for the whole family, including William, Linda, Milton, Jeanette, Percy, Ellen, Hilda, Stephen.